From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Arnie Johnson reporting. The international agreement on Iran's nuclear program moves forward today with the first joint commission meeting, that group responsible for monitoring how both sides implement their parts of the deal. President Obama said this weekend he ordered his administration to prepare to lift sanctions against Iran. The European Union also passed legislation allowing its members to begin looking at ending sanctions. An Eritrean man died after being shot by Israeli police and then beaten by an Israeli crowd after another man killed an Israeli soldier and wounded 10 people in a stabbing attack. The wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through Palestinian areas that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to both Muslims and Jews. University of Denver Middle East scholar Jonathan Adelman says Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have failed at negotiating.
This is Simone Orendine in Manila with Philippines Typhoon
I think it's a failure of leadership. And it starts on the Palestinian side, of course, with Abu Mazen, who's almost 80 and wants to retire to his house in Amman, Jordan. And on the Israeli side, the feeling that they're isolated after losing out on the Iran deal. And so neither side is really interested right now in compromising.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will have separate meetings with both Israeli and Palestinian leaders this week. Human Rights Watch is calling on Ugandan authorities today to stop obstructing peaceful political gatherings. Campaigning for next year's Ugandan presidential election is set to begin November 9th. Ugandans say frequent abuse of force by police seems targeted to prevent opposition campaigning. This is VOA News. Several thousand migrants remain stranded today at the Croatian-Serbian border. They spent a cold night with little food after Hungary shut down its crossing into Croatia on Saturday. About 2,000 people sat in unheated buses overnight waiting to cross into Serbia on their way to the European Union. Wahib Shamdi is from Idlib, Syria.
Hungary, Slovenia, whatever. We have to go, we have to go. We came from Syria to here. We will stop one day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever.
Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet later this week with leaders from Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan to discuss options for restarting the process of bringing a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Kerry said during a visit to Spain today the U.S. wants to avoid the total destruction of Syria and that he goes into the talks with only the expectation of all parties trying to better understand what the options are and how to proceed. Russia has been conducting airstrikes for 3 weeks in support of Syrian troops as part of a campaign that has drawn sharp criticism from the U.S. and others that say Russian forces are mainly targeting rebels and not Islamic State militants. Secretary Kerry on Sunday lobbied for the U.S. to be readmitted to the board of the U.N. group UNESCO, which oversees World Heritage Sites. Mr. Kerry promised to work with Congress to resume U.S. contributions to the group, which were cut off in protest of Palestinians being admitted as full members. 11 people are confirmed dead as the slow-moving Typhoon Kolpu blankets the northern half of the Philippines. Simone Orendine has details from Manila.
Nearly 2 days after Typhoon Kolpu arrived with 150-kilometer winds and heavy rain, Civil Defense Chief Alexander Pama continues to push residents to take shelter on safe ground.
We are encouraging everybody for preemptive evacuation.
He says, we have identified and we will continue to identify the places that are most dangerous and we will not stop pushing people to leave. Residents of mountain towns clung to rescue workers' lifelines to navigate the fast-flowing brown, chest-deep waters. Interior Secretary Senen Sarmiento says some residents do not leave. He says they are thinking of their crops. They are thinking of their animals. They are also thinking of how they will make a living. So this really is not an easy task. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
U.S.-based cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says Chinese hackers were trying to break into Chinese technology and drug firms to steal their trade secrets the day after a new agreement in Washington to stop such actions. That report in the Washington Post today. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.